Greetings, everybody. We're up to week 6 of making sense of your dollar. One of the more basic things that I haven't actually shown how to do yet is creating a new account. Well, this week, I'm going to look a little bit more closely at the account list and create a new account and a couple other things along the way. I'm in Quicken, and in order to bring up the account list, you hit Control A for accounts.
Account list. Checks list box. John checking rank 15.5.
And it talks for a bit, but I'm going to shut it up. Now, I've cheated significantly here by entering a number of transactions into the John's checking account. There's been quite a cry for people who'd like to see budgeting and report generation and all of those features, which I do plan to show in the future, but in order to have interesting budgeting and reporting, there has to be a fair number of transactions for Quicken to work with. So I've been entering them along the way, so that's why things may not add up this week. Anyway, the account list is a table with several columns, and I'm going to go to the top of this list.
Bruce Jaws of PC. Account type description, trends, current home.
Okay, there's a bunch of information in the headings. The first column is the account. It's actually the account name.
Type.
Second column is the type.
Description.
The third column is the description. In setting up an account, you can enter an optional description. If you don't enter anything, this column will be blank.
Trends.
The column headed trans is actually the number of transactions in the account.
Current balance.
Current balance is the next column.
Ending balance.
Ending balance is the next column.
Checks.
And checks is the final column.
John's checking.
So we come to the next line, and the first column has in it John's checking. That's the name of the checking account we've been dealing with.
Bank.
It's a bank account. It's rather generic type.
15.
There are currently 15 transactions.
5,377.60.
5,300 and some odd is the current balance.
6,617.18.
6,600 is the ending balance.
Balance.
And that's it. There's nothing in the checks column. Now, why is the current balance and the ending balance different? Well, today it is the 14th of August. And because it's the 14th of August, and I was entering transactions, I entered the next paycheck from eWidgets by Net. eWidgets by Net, you may remember, pays twice a month, and the next paycheck is due on the 15th. So I entered that paycheck in, but since today is the 14th, Quicken isn't showing it in the current balance column, but it is showing it in the ending balance. What I'm going to do is create a new account, and from the account list, I do that by pressing Control N for new.
Control N, create new account dialog. Checking radio button checked.
When at 14.
There are 14 different types of accounts, from the basic checking, savings, and money market and cash accounts, to slightly more advanced brokerage, IRA, 401k accounts, and finally such things as house with or without mortgage, vehicle with or without loan, asset and liability. What I'm going to create, also in the basic column is credit card, but what I'm going to create just for a change of pace is a brokerage account so that we can do some stock tracking. The list of possible accounts is a collection of 14 radio buttons, but if you just hit B,
brokerage radio button checked.
It'll go
checked
to
14.
Brokerage.
Tab. Next.
Hit tab and go to the next.
Enter. Investment account setup dialog. Account name colon edit. Investment.
Okay, the account name by default is investment. I'll accept that.
Tab. Description left paren optional right paren colon edit.
Leave out the description.
Tab. Financial institution colon edit.
I'm going to, just for the fun of it, fill in Charles Schwab.
Charles Schwab and Co. Pierce.
They're one of the biggest discount brokers in the States.
Tab. Next.
I hit next.
Space. No radio button checked.
to that.
Root draw this account question page of EasyStat. Have you applied for online services for this account question?
Okay, have I applied for online services? I'm going to say no. If you say yes, you need to tie this to a real brokerage account at Schwab.
Tap next.
So I'll hit next.
Face. No radio button checked.
Root your pay easy. Does this investment account allow you to write checks or use a debit card? Against head silence question.
So if you have a brokerage account which also lets you write checks, you can say yes here. I'm gonna say no.
Keep tab. Next. Space. Stocks comma, bonds comma, or several mutual funds radio button checked.
Why not two?
Okay, they're asking here what is tracked in this account. And stocks, bonds, or several mutual funds is one of them, which would then cause this account to be set up very much like a portfolio.
Root draw a quarter circle, one mutual fund radio button not checked.
And one mutual fund is the other option, in which case, of course, it's considered a mutual fund account. I want the full brokerage.
Tab. Next. Space. As of date, colon, edit.
Root draw.
All right, this next screen.
Enter the starting point information, period. Enter the date you want to start with, period.
This is very much like the checking account I set up in New User Setup. And here we're going to enter the opening date of the account.
PC has a date colon edit. /14/00.
And I'm going to enter
6/1/00. Tab. Balance colon edit. 0.00.
And because I want to be able to demonstrate buying stocks or funds or whatever, I'm going to say, let's say 50,000.
Zero.
For those of you who don't know me, you're learning quickly that I do like big numbers.
Bounce, colon, edit. 50,000. Tab. Next. Space. No radio button checked.
And we're back to more radio buttons.
Root draw pages. Is this a tax-dash deferred or tax-dash exempt? Account question.
Okay, so if this were something like an IRA, I would certainly switch to this and say, yes, it's tax-exempt, but I'm just going to do your basic brokerage account.
Tab. Tax info tab. Next.
There's a tax info button, which lets you set up some information. I'm not going to bother. I'll just stick with the defaults.
Space. Account information, account name, colon, edit. Investment.
Okay. We get a screen which summarizes everything I've just entered. In the interest of time, I'm not going to bother going through it all.
Group page, top hand, flag, done. Left mouse button, set up a new security dialog.
Quicken wants us to set up a new security, but I'm going to not do that for now.
Space, set up
a new
security
cancel.
Dialog. Quicken 2000 for Windows dialog. Yes.
Group page, are you sure you want to cancel question?
I'm going to say yes.
Why?
Quicken 2000, deluxe, dash, dot, dash.
Keep it on, checking bank 15, pop.
I'm back to my account list, and I should have two accounts. The first one, John's checking.
John's checking bank 15,5,300.
And the second one.
Investment 150,000.00. 2 of 2.
Okay, that's my investment. In this list of accounts, below the bottom account is a total balance.
Balance total colon 56,617.18.
And you notice that it's 56,000 and change, which is the total of the two ending balance amounts. Let's go into the investment account, and we do that by highlighting it and pressing enter.
Enter. Investment. 8/14/00. 8.
And what this brings us into is something very like this check register, only not quite like the check register, because when you're buying stocks or mutual funds, you want different information than what you want in a check register. But the screen works almost exactly like the check register. In the columns, we have the date.
Action.
We have, instead of the num field, we have action.
Security.
Instead of the payee field, we have security.
Price.
Price is the next.
Shares.
Shares is next.
Amount.
Amount is next, which is usually price times shares minus commission.
Memo.
And then on the next line, we've got memo.
Com/fee.
And commission/fee.
Enter.
And the enter button.
Edit. Form.
With the edit and form button. So let's enter. Let's buy a bunch of Microsoft.
PC cursor. 6/14. 2.
Let's go for June 2.
Tab.
And I hit tab, and as with the check register, it doesn't say much of anything, but I can use my down arrow to cycle through the different actions.
Why? Tab.
And tab to the security field and type.
M-I-C-R-O-F-O-F-T.
Microsoft. Now, Quicken doesn't know much about Microsoft, but in order to track it, it's going to ask me questions. So when I hit tab, another screen comes up.
Tab. Set up security dialog. Simple colon edit.
And it wants the symbol, which I happen to know from Microsoft is MSFT.
MSFT. Tab. Lookup dot dot dot.
If I don't know that, I can hit the lookup button, and it will take me to a relatively difficult to use web page, where I can look it up.
Tab. Type colon combo box. Start.
There's a type from which I can select whether it's a stock or a fund, but it's a stock.
Tab. Asset class single radio button checked.
Why not two?
There's some information for setting up its asset class, which I don't bother to do because as of Quicken maybe 99, it can be downloaded from the internet.
Tab.
So we'll just
asset class
skip
combo
this.
Box. Tab. Asset class download asset class information checkbox checked.
That's checked.
Tab. Tax-free checkbox not checked.
It is not tax-free.
Tab. Use average cost checkbox not checked. Tab. Bill colon combo box.
You can associate this particular security with a goal. You can say it's for college or whatever. I'm just going to leave that.
Tab. S period. Income colon edit. 0.00.
I'll leave that.
Tab. Price alerts high end colon edit.
Well, Microsoft presently is trading in the low 70s. Maybe you could set up a low. If it goes down to 62, you want to know, and if it goes up to 80, you want to know. I'm going to leave the price alerts blank.
Tab. Price alerts low and tab. Showing watch list checkbox not checked.
Quicken has something they call the watch list. If you haven't purchased a security, but you want to keep your eye on it, you would put it in your watch list. I'm going to put it in my watch list. I put almost everything in the watch list.
Check. Tab. Okay.
And hit okay.
Space. Investment.
Okay, so I'm back to my account, and of course by now I've completely forgotten what field I'm supposed to be in. So if I read the line...
Root jobs to PC. Home. 6/2/00. By. Microsoft. Shares. Amount. Memo.
Well, the thing that's not there is price, okay? That's a really awful way to have to know what field you're in, but that seems to be what we've got. I'm going to fill in 65, because that's probably about what it was at that time.
PC cursor. 6/5.0. Tab.
Number of shares. Let's buy 250 Microsoft.
2.0. Tab. 16,000.
That's the amount field. You notice it automatically calculated it.
A tab.
There's a memo.
Tab.
Alright.
Group memo.
PC cursor.
Now we're in the commission field, and because we said this was Schwab, and Schwab charges $29.95 for a commission.
29, period, not 5.
I'll fill that in.
Tab. Enter.
And hit enter.
Space. Investment.
We have a stock set up. And next week, I will have entered a number of other stocks, and I can briefly show you how the portfolio view works. That's about it for this week. Hope you'll tune in next week. My contact information quickly is Mattioli, that's M-A-T-T-I-O-L-I, at pobox.com. And the email list is quicken-4-the-blind-subscribe. @egroups.com. Send me email if you have questions or comments. Join the list. We've got quite a group going at this point, and we'll see you next week for another installment of Making Sense of Your Dollars.